area, and that is investing in the kingdom of God. Investing in the kingdom of God. Jesus, bless us tonight as we come to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you so much. You know, we live in a time of expectancy, and where expectancy, that word has almost become a buzzword. Whether it's in our careers or everyday life, we hear the word expectation quite often. There's also another word that floats around in very often in this generation, and this word is entitled. Entitled. People say it like this: this is an entitled generation. What exactly does that mean? Have you thought about it? In short, an entitled generation is a generation that expects things, money, position, material things, opportunity, but they don't want to work for any of it. They just want it now. And the question is, have we become an entitled church? Not Faith Temple. I'm talking about the modern church across the world that we are a part of and that we are living in this society with. We have expectation of God doing great things for us, but what are we putting into that equation? Now, let me premise the rest of this sermon right from the get-go by saying, if you're here tonight and you are listening and part of listening to what I'm saying and my voice, and you're hearing my voice in person, you're probably not one of the ones that need to hear this. But I feel this series is not complete without addressing the issue and sharing with you my thoughts on this. And maybe you can share it with somebody else, or someone you run into, or someone you hear talking about, or someone that you haven't seen in a while, to help them and to help them grow. So I would like to do just a little bit of math really quick. Who here is good at math? Who here is good at math? Are you good at math, Alec? I know the lady sitting to your right is good at math. You have a calculator? You know, Shelby and Eli came home, they have calculators, you know, and I'm like, when I was your age, they didn't let us have calculators. We had to do it on paper and write it out. Well, that's not how it's done today. Well, guess what? What happens if you don't have a calculator? So let's do some math really quick and just think with me. Anyone here know how many hours are in a week? There's 20, 40 hours in a week? No. Wow. You better get that calculator checked. You need a new battery. There's 24 hours in a day. There's 7 days in a week. That's 168 hours every week. Look at your neighbor and say, 168 hours every week, not 40. Now, let's say you are an involved member of the church and you probably are here early on Sunday for maybe music practice or prayer, or maybe you're super involved and you're here to unlock doors and turn on lights and cut down AC, and you're here a little more than what I'm giving statistics for right now, but you're just, you know, the normal saint that's coming, and you're here early and you're practicing and you're praying and you stay for the Bible study and then actual church service, and a good estimate of time adds up to around 3 hours of time spent at the church on Sunday. Wednesdays is probably another couple of hours if you're here early. Some of you attend Bible study, which is throughout the week, which is another hour, or Ladies of Faith or Men's Fellowship, you know, it's usually about an hour. And then some spend time here cleaning, and that's another hour or two. If you're helping out with that, maybe you attend a prayer meeting, First Fruits prayer. That's about an hour or so, usually not over at all. You know, you factor in personal time spent. You know, that's your time. That's when it's you and God and building that right relationship. Maybe it's in your Bible or prayer. And I hope that I can safely say that everyone is at least an hour a week in that. It doesn't have to be one solid hour at one solid single time, but maybe 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 15 minutes here. I learned from my dad, no, I don't pray an hour a day, but there's not an hour throughout the day that I'm not saying something to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help me. Lord, I need guidance, something. So a safe estimate tonight of time spent investing in the kingdom for, the normal saint or the little above normal saint is around 10 hours or so if you are heavily involved here at Faith Temple. The sad truth is that many just show up and for service on Sunday morning and maybe on Wednesday night. There's several that they're never here on Wednesday night. They have other functions going on, which is fine. Just come when you can. But maybe allot them 2 hours of investment every week. If they possibly made both services on Sunday or maybe one service on Sunday and one on Wednesday night. So if you find yourself in the latter category, that means you average investing your average investment of time is about 1% of your time back into the kingdom of God. And that's just your time. Just your time. What about your talent? What can you bring to the kingdom? Musical talent? Cleaning experience, teaching experience. Maybe you're good at repairing things and fixing things. Maybe you can connect with people. What about your treasure? What about your tithe, your offerings? What about your testimony? How much of your spare time, that other 99%, do you spend telling others about the good news of Jesus and what he's done for you? After all, isn't that what the Great Commission is? Is we're to put, we were put on the earth to share the good news, the gospel, the Great Commission. That's on all of us to preach the gospel. Have you invited anybody to service lately? Have you been a witness to someone? Several have. Others are a little timid and afraid. But as you begin to grow, it becomes more normal and easy. Why? Because you begin to realize what God has done for you, and you want everybody to know about it. Well, he healed my body. Well, he provided for me. Well, he made a way where there seemed no way. You've got to begin to share. Have you shared how God changed your life? What a blessing he's bestowed on your life. I think somewhere in the midst of all of our expectations, we forget about the law of sowing and reaping. Expectations without investment is just entitlement. Think about that. In our spiritual lives, in our business, in our marriages and other relationships, we often expect a change but are simply not willing to invest what is necessary to see the change. You see, every person on this planet would say, I want to see a breakthrough in my relationship with God, or I want to have my biggest year yet. Anybody here make New Year's resolutions? Anybody? Be honest. We usually don't keep them for very long, but I mean, we usually say, or we think, I'm going to do better on my diet, or I'm going to put this much money per paycheck back, or I'm going to get this paid off this year, or I'm not doing anything until this is done. We all want that breakthrough, but very few people dare to say, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to see a breakthrough in these areas of my life. Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So sometimes I think that we as human beings forget that the law of sowing and reaping is actually a promise of God. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a promise. It's a promise. Well, how do I inherit or get those promises, Pastor? You get in the process of the Word of God. You become consistent. You become faithful. You become a giver. You become someone who is sharing the word of God. You begin to build that relationship with the Lord for yourself. So if we invest in the kingdom, we will reap the promises of God. Our expectations won't be in vain. So how do we invest? Attending church, being involved in the kingdom, that's a good first step. But if that adds up to the grand total of 1% in your spiritual life, then let's add in a prayer life. Let's get in the Word of God, gaining wisdom and knowledge. Let's begin to get in our communities and reaching lost souls and ministering to the sick and the despondent and the hurting. Let's reach out to someone in our church that maybe they're not here tonight. Let's foster a spirit of commitment. Let's pick one another up and let's begin teaching new babies in Christ to sell out to the ministry of the kingdom. Let's invest our talents, our treasures, our testimony, our time. We, as a church, cannot expect revival if we're not willing to invest. It's that simple. It's that simple. And I am thankful for every one of you here. You are investing. You have invested. I'm not upset with anybody. I'm not mad at anybody. I am wanting to encourage everybody, though. The blessings of God, the kingdom of God is at hand. And if men and women who are not part of the kingdom don't hear your testimony, they might never be saved. If they don't hear of your victory or you being an overcomer, they might never hear it from anyone else. I want to see our church grow. It's going to grow. It is growing. And as we grow, these babies that are coming, they've got to realize where our blessing and strength comes from. It comes from the Lord. As you stand to your feet all over the building, we've got to invest in the kingdom. I can tell you there was an investing here last night. We had music practice. It felt like 180 degrees in here. There were three fans on the platform right here and a fan over there. Four fans, a little fan, yeah, four. So five total. And we survived. Yeah. Amen. And you know what? Entergy got their stuff together and we have electricity with AC tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Lightning hit the transformer. Thank you, Lord. The men repaired it. The women repaired it. Whoever repaired it, it's done. And we're here tonight in beautiful facility with AC. With good looking men and women who love God. You love God, Alec? As long as you love God. Lindsay, you love God? Good. There are great things in store. There are great things in store. If we could just get everybody else that's around us to realize the key to our victory and the power is from our sowing. What you sow, you're going to reap. You're going to reap what you sow. You got to put something in. Get something out. Jesus, bless us tonight. Go with us. Thank you for every birthday, every anniversary, every person that's here. Lord, we're asking you to protect every family who is not here. Keep them safe. Bring them back at the appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'd like for you, before we go to the back, I'd like Joe and Stacy to come forward. We're going to pray for them. They requested that we would pray for them as a church family going out of town on quite an extensive little trip, and also be praying for her dad, because he has threatened to hurt them if they don't go on the trip while he's having this massive procedure. So be praying for their peace of mind. If y'all just come around with me.